Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes you wait. We're looking at Yuma 36, talking about the animal and where it's facing. The Mishnah said that the bull would be standing between the antechamber and the altar, its head toward the south and its face toward the west. The Gemara asked, how is this possible? If the bull's head is toward the south, how can its face be toward the west? Rav said, it's accomplished by turning its head so that, its muzzle points toward the west. Thus, its body was aligned from north to south, but its head was turned to the west, toward the sanctuary. But if we wish the bull to face west, let us place it that way. The question is, Abai says, because of the decree against facing its hindquarters eastward, lest the animal take care of its business opposite the altar. Basically, the point to keep in mind is turning the head. We know we have a famous tradition, a famous idea that in every shul and beis medrash, we're supposed to turn it towards wherever Yerushalayim is, to wherever the Beit HaMikdash was, wherever Yisrael is, Eretz Yisrael is. Our hearts, our faces, our bodies, our shuls, our Bati Midrashim should always be facing towards the direction of Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, towards the Beit HaMikdash. If you're in the Beit HaMikdash, towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. I believe it goes. But anyway, our hearts and our heads, our souls should always be with Yerushalayim, should always be with Eretz Yisrael, especially now during the crazy, basically, war that's going on that was sprung upon Israel from Gaza with the people who are trying to hurt us, trying to destroy us. Hashem, should you come all the Damam, and Hashem should protect and take care of the whole country, all the soldiers and everyone there and around the world. But in general, not even during wartime, but in general, peaceful, wonderful times, it should come soon, the coming of Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash today. Today, we should always have Libi B'Mizrach, like the CD, Lahavdil, that Shweki has, Libi B'Mizrach. Our hearts should always be in the east of America, should always be turned towards Israel, always should be thinking about Israel, always should be considering Israel, thinking about how we can make it there. For those of us that want to make it there one day, we should all make it there one day, make Aliyah. But on some levels, we have to make sure to figure out how to do so, to make sure that we are able to go and think about keeping our head and our heart in Israel. So for me and my wife, the past couple of weeks, we've been doing Bli Neder, these virtual tours through One Israel Fund, and we also found these amazing tours through David Sussman on his website. You know, Israel Tours with David Sussman. He has this whole TV show about a half hour each episode where he tackles a different area, talking about a different area of Israel, which I think is amazing. Because my heart and my soul is bound up with Israel. If times were different and ability was different and we were able to take family with us and figure out what to do for jobs and not worry about having to fight or whatever, I would be there. We would be there. We would all want to be there. My heart, my soul is bound up with Israel. Just as the bull, we had to turn the head a little bit, as the Gemara talks about. We always turn ourselves, turn our shuls, turn our Bati Midrashim towards Israel, keeping Israel in our thoughts, keeping Israel in our hearts, praying for Israel, davening for Israel, doing tzedakah for Israel, doing mitzvot and chesed on behalf of Israel, the people there. Always make sure to keep them in your heart and your mind, never more than a moment's glance away from your thoughts and from your eternal being. And may we all be zocha to be there with Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash today, and the end of all tzar, the end of all pain, the end of all death. May it be that Hashem allows only good things, especially starting today. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 37 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.